Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the INMO says there were 931 patients without beds in Irish hospitals this morning, a new national record. 52 of those in Letterkenny, 48 in Sligo. Meanwhile, Stelta says Letterkenny University Hospital remains under significant pressure as a result of very high attendances, along with COVID-19 and flu outbreaks at the hospital. The chair of the Friends of Livermore Hospital, meanwhile, hopes long-term beds will eventually be provided there, but John Quinn says the immediate priorities will be to ensure that respite beds and other services remain available in the catchment. And a pharmacist in Donegal says antibiotics may go short again. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with pressure on emergency departments and the crisis in the health service. The INMO says there were 931 patients without beds in Irish hospitals this morning, a new national record. 52 of those at Letterkenny University Hospital, 48 in Sligo. It comes as the HSE asked patients today again to avoid emergency departments unless it's absolutely necessary. They say the system is grappling with one of its busiest ever periods, and it's going to get worse. With more, here's Marie Cleary.
Overcrowding in hospitals has reached its highest level since the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation began counting trolleys in 2006. 931 people are without a bed. Chief Operations Officer at the HSE, Damien McCallion, says it's going to get worse before it'll get better.
We don't believe we're at the peak at the moment in terms of the public health projections will show that we're on the upper end in terms of our pessimistic modelling.
The INMO were calling for immediate government intervention to handle the demand. It says many patients have RSV, COVID or the flu and are calling for a mask mandate to be reintroduced in crowded settings.
In a statement this afternoon, Celta confirmed Letterkenny University Hospital remains under significant pressure as a result of very high attendances along with COVID-19 and flu outbreaks at the hospital. Again, they're urging people only to attend the emergency department where absolutely necessary. There were 116 attendances at the department yesterday. As of 8 o'clock this morning, there were 56 patients in the ED awaiting admission to the hospital. Celta say all available beds at LUH are now in use. The hospital, they say, is dealing with outbreaks of COVID-19 and flu across 8 wards or departments. Today, 50 patients with COVID-19 were being treated at the hospital, 23 with flu and 8 with RSV. Restricted visitor access remains in place for wards where outbreaks have occurred. To Livermore, where the Friends of Livermore Hospital says he hopes long-term beds will eventually be provided in the town. Initial plans for the new Livermore Community Hospital don't include long-stay care. It emerged last month. A 3.5-acre site on the outskirts of Livermore has been identified to house the new hospital along with a primary care centre. John Quinn told today's 9 till noon show that discussions are continuing with an emphasis on ensuring that respite beds and other services remain available in the Livermore area.
What we want, what we've been campaigning for, is to keep the hospital facility in Livermore, short stay, step down and respite. Now, long-term beds, yes, it is an issue and it will be an issue in the future. There's no question about it. Maybe in a couple of years' time when the thing's up and running, that issue will be revisited. I can see it personally, but that'd be another fight for another committee.
A Donegal pharmacist anticipates January will bring another shortage in antibiotics. Pharmacies across the country last month experienced a shortage in supply of various antibiotics. Tom Murray, owner of Murray Pharmacies, says increased demand is once again on the horizon and that could cause more issues.
I would say it's improved lately in the last week or two, but there was a serious shortage at the start to mid-December. And there may be a shortage again throughout January and February. It's not a unique problem in Ireland. It's been an EU-wide and perhaps even global-wide shortage. There's been a bit of a perfect storm of reasons for that. But there's certainly a shortage of common-use antibiotics, mainly penicillins, which there's an increased demand for at the moment because of strep A, RSV, and various other winter bacterial infections.
The number of Ukrainian refugees living in Ireland now exceeds 70,000. Up to 70,156 arrivals in Ireland have been recorded in the latest figures. Anyone considering coming to the country is being advised at this time it's not possible to guarantee immediate accommodation. People are being asked to take this into consideration if travelling here. The government says it's working urgently to bring new accommodation on board as quickly as possible. Integration Minister Roderic O'Gorman admits the situation is challenging.
We're facing the largest humanitarian challenge our country has ever witnessed, and by and large able to face that in a way where we've been able to provide shelter, provide safety to people fleeing to Ireland, and done so in a fair way.
With talks on the Northern Ireland Protocol set to pick up in the new year, a DUP MP says the party will be sticking to its guns. The EU and UK are under pressure to find a solution ahead of the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement in April. The DUP is refusing to re-enter power sharing until the protocol is replaced. And MP Sammy Wilson says the party's stance remains clear.
We're not in the negotiations, unfortunately, so we can't predict exactly what the negotiators might or might not come up with at the end of the day, but they know the conditions that have to be met in those negotiations if they want the institutions in Northern Ireland and the Good Friday institutions operating again.
Garthy in Letterkenny are investigating a spate of car thefts. One car taken from the Solomon's Court area on St. Stephen's Day. On Wednesday last, a car was found on its roof in Killyclug. It had been stolen in Chestnut Grove. Garda Sergeant Eunan Walsh has been appealing for information.
We investigated a theft of a white Toyota Vitz, registration number 07D122983. That's 07D122983. This car was stolen from the Solomon's Court area of Letterkenny in the early hours of St. Stephen's morning, so Christmas night sometime, St. Stephen's morning between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. The stolen car was located at Kirkstown, Letterkenny on the same date, shortly before 7:30 a.m. It has been burned out, unfortunately. So we're appealing to anybody who have may observe suspicious area in the area of Solomon's Court between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. or indeed may have seen the car on the road at any time that morning, to contact the Gardaí at Letterkenny. Last Wednesday night, the 28th, which had been Wednesday morning at around 5 a.m, Gardaí Letterkenny received a report that a car was on its roof at Killyclug. No occupants in the car. It was a white Mazda partial reg 11D61. Gardaí searched the surrounding area in case anybody was injured, but nobody had been located, and the ignition of the car had been tampered with. And we made contact, the guards on duty made contact with the registered owner, and who hadn't realised that the car had been stolen at the time. So it had been parked in the owner's driveway in the Chestnut Grove area, Letterkenny, and was still there at 1 a.m. when the owner was going to bed. So sometime between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. the car had been stolen, driven away and crashed in Killyclug. So we appeal to anybody who witnessed any sort of suspicious area in the area of Chestnut Grove, Letterkenny, between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. to contact the Gardaí Letterkenny, and again, anybody who may have seen the car on their travels that night.
Sergeant Eunan Walsh. Investigations are continuing following a crash in the Falkara area yesterday. A number of people were hospitalised with injuries. It happened at Devlin on the Glenveagh to Mount Errigal Road at the turnoff for Muckish at around 3 o'clock. The injuries sustained by the occupants of both cars aren't believed to be life-threatening. Garda are urging anyone who was on the road and had a dash cam to make that footage available to them. Well, motorists are being urged to make positive road behaviour their New Year's resolution. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh said too many lives are still being lost on the roads. Provisional figures show 155 road deaths across the country last year, 8 of them in Donegal. Sergeant Walsh says the first step for drivers is to slow down.
We have what we call lifesaver offences, and the most important one for us is to slow down speed kills. Again, wear your seatbelt. Ensure that your passengers do too. Never drive while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs, and do not use a mobile phone. Ensuring your vehicle is in a roadworthy condition. The big one now, this time of year, more people out walking, running, cycling. Ensure that you're highly visible to motorists while walking or cycling. Wear your high vis best and take precautions.
The Lough Swilly lifeboat was launched over 30 times last year at the end of December. The Rescue Service says it was a challenging year for them. The RNLI has thanked the team and volunteer crews who made sure the station was always available. They say crews will continue to train and make sure they're always ready for deployment. Plans to develop an old garage near Dunfanaghy into a microbrewery have been widely welcomed. The green light's been given to transform McElhinney's garage in Port na Blá to accommodate the manufacturing, distribution and sale of alcoholic beverages. Planning has been granted to also demolish and rebuild the rear of the existing property. Gardaí are appealing for information in connection with a number of criminal damage incidents that occurred in Donegal over the Christmas and New Year period. In one instance, a car was damaged in Letterkenny. There were also damage incidents reported in Lifford and Fulcara. With more detail, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
On Wednesday, December 21st, shortly before 1:50 a.m, a number of youths caused damage to the driver's door and ignition of a car in the Sleafsnacht Road area of Letterkenny. Gardaí are appealing to any residents in the area who may have any information to come forward. On St. Stephen's Day, at around 10:30 p.m, a man who was refused entry to a licensed premises on Main Street Lifford smashed the front window of the building. Gardaí are appealing particularly to taxi drivers who may have been in the area at the time and who has dashcam footage to contact them in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Lifford are investigating an incident of criminal damage in Rarcan Argyll, Ballina, Fulcara on New Year's Eve when a rock was used to smash a front window of a house between 7:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. while the occupants were out socialising. No entry was gained to the house, but Gardaí are urging anyone who saw anything suspicious to contact them.
Catholic bishops are concerned that schools will not be able to remain true to their ethos after the removal of the so-called baptism barrier. The requirement of having a baptism cert to get into a Catholic primary school was lifted in 2019. With more, here's Sean O'Regan.
In 2018, legislation was introduced to remove the baptism barrier, which allowed Catholic primary schools to use religion as a selection criterion. From September 2019, parents no longer needed to supply a baptism cert to get their child into a Catholic primary school. Today, Catholic bishops are worried about the ability to cater for parents who want to enrol their children in Catholic schools. Alan Hines, CEO of the Catholic Education Partnership, is looking for assurances that children of the faith can get into Catholic schools if they so wish.
There needs to be guarantees that there will be changes to the Admissions to School Act, so the parents can be confident, or reasonably confident, that should they, as Catholic parents, wish their children to have a place in a Catholic school, that that can be guaranteed by law.
Michael Nugent, chairperson of Atheist Ireland, wants the state to intervene to ensure equal treatment for all school-going children.
What we need is the state to say that whoever is running the schools, whatever their ethos, whether they're Catholic or Protestant or Martian, that they should treat everybody equally, regardless of their religious or non-religious beliefs.
Almost 9 in 10 primary schools are under Catholic patronage in Ireland, but with less people identifying as Catholic in recent years and an increase in other faiths, there is an argument that the primary school setup does not reflect the greater pluralism in Irish society.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Shop local and find the perfect gift with free next day delivery on orders over €85 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
5:15, good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Brazilian football legend Pelé has been laid to rest today. Thousands of people have lined the streets of Santos to pay their respects, with his coffin being carried in procession. The three-time World Cup winner died last week, aged 82, after a battle with colon cancer. Cross-channel, Newcastle manager Eddie Howe is urging his players to embrace their position in the Premier League's top four. The Magpies are third ahead of tonight's visit to the Emirates to take on leaders Arsenal. Howe believes ensuring the players continue to enjoy their football will be key to the second half of their season.
For me, the players shouldn't feel burdened by expectation or any of those types of emotions. I think they should be relishing the place that we're in. I think they should be enjoying every second. As long as they continue to be united and to give everything to achieve consistent results.
Kick-off tonight is at 7:45. At the same time, Leicester take on Fulham, while Everton, they face Brighton. Old Trafford's the venue for Manchester United's meeting with Bournemouth. That one starts at 8 o'clock. In transfer news, Leeds have signed Austria international Max Vober from RB Salzburg. The defender joins up once again with boss Jesse Marsch, who coached him during his two-year spell with the Austrian Bundesliga side. Vober has made 13 appearances for his country. Back locally, Derry City, they have confirmed that Michael Glynn has been recalled to the Brandywell from his loan spell at Glen Avon. The 20-year-old defender has joined the rest of the City squad for pre-season training, which started this week. Well, the Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee has released the list of nominees for the 2022 Donegal Sports Star Awards function, which takes place on Friday the 27th of January in the Mount Errigal Hotel. There's 36 categories with over 120 individuals and teams listed for the first live gala ceremony since 2020. With more, here's Oisin Kelly.
Among the nominees for the Donegal Sports Star Awards, there's four nominees in the coach manager category: Gary McGettigan, Satanta Hurling Club; Mick Coleman, Finn Valley Vikings; Paul O'Kane, Letterkenny Rugby Club; and Rory McShane, Letterkenny ABC. In the team of the year, the nominees are Donegal Bay Rowing Club Under 19 Junior Women's Double Skull Beach Sprints Team, Letterkenny Gales GAA Senior Football Team, Finn Valley Vikings Powerlifting Team, Lochswilly Junior Sea Angling Team, and Ulster Karate Do Federation Under 18 Male Cadet Team. The three nominees for the Gaelic Footballer of the Year: Gerly McLaughlin of Termon, Lee McLaughlin of Moville, and Owen Van Galler of Killybegs. There are six nominees in the motorsport category: Eamon Kelly, Gary McElhenney, Jack Harris, Joseph Kelly, Cade Gilchrist, and Kyle McBride. There's also four nominations under the soccer banner: Emma Doherty of Buncrana, Lee McColgan, Creasla, Ronan Boyce from Elton, and Shane Blaney of Letterkenny. While Milford's Amber Barrett, who scored the all-important goal to send the Republic of Ireland Women's to the World Cup, will receive an historic award. And the International Achievement Award will go to Letterkenny's Katrina Jennings. For a full list of all the nominees for the Donegal Sports Star Awards, you can go to the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com.
In rugby, Leinster have confirmed that Johnny Sexton will undergo a procedure today on the cheekbone injury he sustained in Sunday's win over Connacht. No time frame has been put forward regarding his return, and the Six Nations is just a month away. Luke McGrath and Max Deegan will miss Saturday's trip to the Ospreys after both suffered ankle injuries. Tadhg Furlong and Will Connors will make further steps in the rehab process from ankle and bicep injuries. And Marty Moore has joined Ulster's long list of absentees. The prop sustained a significant knee injury in their New Year's Day defeat to Munster and is due to undergo an MRI today. And better news for Ulster: Ian Madigan, Rob Herring, Tom O'Toole and Alan O'Connor have returned to training after their respective injuries. Ulster are away to Benetton on Saturday. In snooker, Zhao Jingtong and Jiang Jingkang have become the 9th and 10th Chinese players to be suspended as part of an investigation into alleged match fixing. They'll be banned from all competitions until such point that the case is closed. 2021 Masters winner Yang Bintou is among the others currently suspended. In darts, a three-time champion takes on a two-time runner-up in tonight's final of the PDC World Darts Championship. Michael van Gerwen's looking to seal a first title since 2019. He faces Michael Smith in a repeat of that year's final. Action gets underway at Alexandra Palace at 8:15, with the first to seven sets being crowned champion. Finally, in motorsport, American rally driver Ken Block has died following a snowmobile accident. The driver returned businessman who co-founded the sportswear company DC Shoes was 55. Block, known for performing daring stunts behind the wheel, finished second overall three times in Rally America and competed in the World Rally Championship between 2007 and 2018. He also competed in the Donegal International Rally in 2019 in an Escort Cosworth. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. It's claimed some residents in Strabane and surrounding areas have had to resort to drinking bottled water because of a pungent smell of chlorine emanating from water taps. The problem's believed to have affected homes in Strabane and Sion Mills for some time, but in the past few days, the smell is said to have become noticeably worse. West Tyrone MLA Melissa McHugh says the response from NI Water has not been good enough, despite the fact that several complaints were made to them.
This has been a problem that has persisted for quite a while in some areas, but in recent days it has become much more sort of emphasised in terms of both the poignant smell and that where people are greatly concerned about whether or not they can drink the water or have to boil the water or what is it that they should do with it. And I know that a number of residents have already decided for themselves it's time for them to go out and buy bottled water rather than take any risk in drinking the water in the Strabane area.
And a protest is to take place on Saturday in Portneau as part of an ongoing dispute over a right of way to the local beach. Last week, in a stepping up of their campaign, the Save Our Beach at Castle Goland Group placed a mobile home on the beach. A protest walk has been organised for 2 o'clock on Saturday. The chairperson of Save Our Beach at Castle Goland, Brona Haveran, told the 9 till noon show that once full access is granted, the mobile home will be removed.
Key motivation for that was to reclaim the public ground. The area in which the mobile home has been placed is the public beach, which is currently landlocked. Pedestrians will climb over around the fence gate and get there, but the vehicular access is impossible. This is the only vehicular access, and the purpose of putting the mobile home there was to highlight that beach belongs to the public and to really put pressure on the council to restore public access. As soon as public access is restored, the mobile home can happily go back out the public right of way and leave the beach as it should be. It's a mobile, so it's not going to affect the beach.
Well, the forecast, cloudy and rather windy this evening with outbreaks of rain. That rain heavy at times, bringing a potential for some spot flooding. Fresh south to southwesterly winds, strong in coastal areas. Tonight, windy with rain clearing to scattered blustery showers. Lowest overnight temperatures 5 to 8 degrees Celsius. Fresh to strong and gusty southwesterly winds. Tomorrow, Wednesday, breezy with some brighter sunny spells. Scattered showers in top temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees Celsius. Fresh and gusty southwest-westerly winds. Again, strong in coastal areas. Main stories in brief on this Tuesday evening. The INMO says there were 931 patients without beds in Irish hospitals this morning, a new national record. 52 of them at Letterkenny University Hospital, 48 in Sligo. This afternoon, Celta confirmed Letterkenny University Hospital remains under significant pressure as a result of high ED attendances, along with high levels of viral infection. 50 patients with COVID at the hospital today, 23 with flu and 8 with RSV. A Donegal pharmacist says January could bring another shortage in antibiotics. Tom Murray says there was a shortage in December and that could be the case again in January and February, particularly in the case of penicillin-based drugs. The number of Ukrainian refugees in the country is now 70,000. Integration Minister Rodrigo Gorman says the situation is challenging. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 3rd of January. The death has taken place of Kathleen O'Donnell, née Sweeney, Cailleult Fallcarra, formerly of Baroness Fallcarra. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning for 12 noon Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortahork, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Rosary both nights at 9 with house private pleas from after the rosary until 1 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Paddy Farron, Main Street, Clonmany. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest at 7 o'clock this evening, going to his home. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 1:45, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired, to St Columbkill Village, care of any family member or Comiskey Funeral Directors. House private please from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Phyllis Kelly, née Doherty, Woodlands, Letterkenny, formerly of Manor Cunningham. Phyllis's remains will repose at her late residence from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. today and from 12 noon until 10 p.m. tomorrow, with rosary both evenings at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 12:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Newleck Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu of flowers if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Donal Kelly, Dubula, Letterkenny. Donal's remains will repose at his late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock with rosary nightly at 9. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The Death House taken place of Agatha Gallagher, née Boyle, 21 Meadow Crescent, Sign Mills, formerly of Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Teresa's Church, Sign Mills. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Catherine Campbell, Curramone, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at the family home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of James Patton, Carn, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at the family home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 for service of Thanksgiving in St. Anne's Parish Church, Monellan Crossroads, Killigordon at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and on the day of the funeral. The death has occurred of John Kelly, Stragraddy, Termon. John's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there to St. Columbus Church, Termon, on Thursday for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Claddagh Ward, University Hospital Galway, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Sean Crawford, Gort na Grace, Castle Finn. Sean's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Dunnyloop. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Charles Lynch, funeral director. The death has taken place of Patricia McNulty, 91 Moorlock Road, Glenmornan. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Glenmornan at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Priscilla Rolston, formerly of 39 Prehen Park and Convoy. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon in Rye Presbyterian Church at 2:30, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family and friends welcome to visit at Muriel and William Perry's home, Maharacoran Convoy, from 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Friends of Spruce at McGavin Hospital. The death has occurred of Ellen Quinn, née Sweeney, 8 St. Vincent's Close, Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder. Requiem Mass there tomorrow morning at 10. Interment afterwards in Stranorder Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. And the death has occurred of Dinny Byrne, Marine Drive, Killybegs. His remains will repose at his late residence from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock this evening and again from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.